A new market for farmers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This could be a new opportunity for revenue to help pay for some of the next generation of sustainable practices.
You know, there's a growing interest for a new market for farmers that still has a lot of questions. Carbon markets, carbon sequestration are all relatively new terms being talked about as mostly large corporations are looking to offset their greenhouse gas emissions. And some are willing to pay big money to farmers. Andrew Selk, a partner with Ernst & Young, recently discussed the topic at the Farm Credit Leadership Forum.
Regardless of your view on climate change or carbon or anything else, there are companies, consumers that want to buy carbon credits. And so I think the real question for agriculture is this a market that we can help supply what companies and consumers want to buy?
And already many farmers have been using environmentally friendly practices like no-till and planting cover crops to better protect the soil and water. And now large Fortune 500 companies are willing to pay farmers large sums of money to offset their practices.
$100 billion. I mean, these are what the companies have committed to spending their money that they could spend in any other way, that they want to spend their money to offset their carbon emissions. And that's the opportunity. We don't have many chances in agriculture for urban consumers, companies that want to transfer wealth, pay large sums of money back to rural America.
Andrew Selk says there's still a lot of questions for farmers in regards to carbon markets, and ultimately it's up to consumers to pay more for products that have been produced sustainably.
That's what these consumer products companies think is one of the reasons to buy carbon credits, is to be able to go to consumers and talk about the value that provides, and consumers willing to pay for that value.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.